The payoff pitch to Ward, swing and a bouncer, fair inside the bag, under the glove of Applin, down the right field line, into the corner, and that's a long way to go for Negrete. Easily scoring is Perez. Yurchek will coast across the plate. Ward standing into third with a triple, and the Raptors lead 5-0. Albero kicks and deals. Ching, it's a high drive to left. Down the line, Torres to the corner. It's high off the wall. Scoring easily is Branish. Here comes Lau. Ching into second with a double, and the Raptors lead 3-0. 2-2 again, and Jones lifts it in the air towards shallow right. Schaap's coming in. He will settle. Tolbert tagging at third, going for the plate. Schaap's a throw, caught by Rodriguez. The tag is in time, a double play. Top of the sixth inning, the Raptors up 4-0 over the Orem Owls. Jeremy Orocho will bat second here. Eddie's Leonard leads off. And Ismael Alcantara also due up in the frame for the Raptors against the righty Darian Williams. Williams came on, got the final out of the fourth inning. And the first pitch, Leonard lifts into the air left center field in the park. Center fielder Trent DeVoe comes over jogging, and he makes the catch in front of his fellow Bahamas native Deshaun Knowles. One pitch, one out. Leonard 1-for-3 now on the afternoon. One down, here's Jeremy Orocho. Orocho will be batting from the left side for the first time, switch hitter. Batted right against the starter, Jerry L. Rivera. Had a two-out base hit in the fourth inning. Went to second on a wild pitch, which was big as Ismael Alcantara hit a line drive to right field for a base hit. Orocho showing bunt and bunts it in the air, but over near the Owls' dugout. 0-1 the count on Orocho. Almost looked like he was trying to bunt that in the air over the head of the third baseman McCullough, who was crashing the plate. Bunted it so hard, 0-1. So he misses. Williams does off the inside. One ball, one strike. Orocho looked for a moment like he was thinking of swinging at that. But he pulled back out of the way. Got his body out of the way. And it was no swing. 1-1 the count. Williams to the plate. Misses up high with a breaking ball. It's 2-1. Orocho struck out in his first at bat, so he's 1-for-2. The Raptors a run in the third, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. They've hit 2 solo home runs today. Williams finds the outside corner at the knees with a fastball, and the count 2-2. This pitcher, Darian Williams, second year in pro ball, drafted out of Prairie View A&M, in the dirt outside with this pitch. Knocked down by the catcher, Coons, and the count goes full. Prairie View A&M on Highway 290 in Texas between Austin and Houston. A little closer to Houston than to Austin. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Williams comes set. Payoff pitch, and Orocho swings and fouls back a high fastball to stay alive. Good cut by Orocho. Orocho's batting average, not what it was last year, but he's taken more walks, getting on base more often, seeing more pitches, adding that to his game. Something that'll surely help him as he moves up. Still 3-2, Orocho. A slightly open stance, waiting on Williams. One out, base is empty here in the sixth. He swings and lines it up the middle just past the legs of Williams into center field. Orocho 2-for-4. 2-for-3, actually. So nice job by Orocho reaching on a one-out base hit. And it brings up Alcantara. Ismael Alcantara. Okay, if he gets on base with an open base in front of him, good bet that he'll go. And a good chance of stealing the bag. This summer in the AZL, Alcantara stole 20 bases without being caught. 43 steals, 10 caught in his pro career. As the first pitch, Alcantara leaning in toward the plate, showing bunt. And that one came over his head. And now Seth Connor, who is acting manager with Austin Chubb, ejected. Coming out to ask and make sure that didn't just hit Alcantara. in the hand. Or somewhere, the umpire said that it did clip the bat. It was a foul ball. I think it might have hit him in the helmet after it hit the bat. So the count 0-1. Alcantara, a deep fly to right field back in the third. Nearly hit it out. Caught on the warning track by Brandon White. And then a two-run single in the fourth inning. He takes a breaking ball in the dirt outside, knocked down by Coons. It rolls out in front of the plate, and Orocho stays put. 1-1 the count on Alcantara. One of about six players promoted from the AZL to the Raptors over the last week and a half or so. 2 weeks. One ball, one strike. He takes low and in. And it's 2-1. No activity in the Owls bullpen. Darian Williams nearing 30 pitches in this outing. Got a strikeout to end the fourth in relief of Jerry L. Rivera. Gave up a home run to start the fifth. Ground ball, hit by pitch. Fielder's choice, ground out. Fly out on the first pitch of the sixth inning, and then Orocho took the count full and went right back through the box. 2-1, Alcantara takes up and in. Ball three from Williams. Jimmy Titus is on deck. Alcantara, the Raptors' Dodger blue tops, gray pants, holding the bat out in front of his body. There goes Orocho, swing and a miss. Throw down to second, skips in, and Orocho is safe. Got his hand in just ahead of the tag of Jackson. And the count 3-2 on Alcantara. So Orocho steals the bag. And that's his ninth steal of the year. He leads the Raptors in stolen bases. Of course, earlier in the game, a pretty clear steal called out. That was Eddie's Leonard in the second for the Raptors. Now they get the runner up at second. 3-2 on Alcantara. Williams comes set. One out here in the sixth. Payoff pitch, up and in, ball four, and the Raptors have two on with one out. See if we can see anything on the MILB.TV feed. Very close at second base, but I think Orocho may have had his fingertips on the bag before being tagged by Jeremiah Jackson. Jackson did well on that stolen base to take in the throw that skipped in the dirt. Came up to him. And now one of the pitching coaches for the Owls, they have two. Visiting the mound for a quick chat with Williams. Let's take a look at the Pioneer League scoreboard. Billings trailing Great Falls 4-2. That game in the top of the seventh in Great Falls. Grand Junction 2, Rocky Mountain nothing. Bottom of the second in Grand Junction. And Idaho Falls and Missoula have the day off. Titus. First pitch, fly ball center field, dropping quickly, and it falls in front of the center fielder, DeVoe. Orocho being sent around, the throw to the plate cut off, and Jimmy Titus has an RBI single. 5-0 Raptors. Off the bat, it looked like it might be a lazy fly ball out to the center fielder, DeVoe, but DeVoe playing deep, thanks to Titus's earlier home run, and Jimmy now has two runs batted in today. Alcantara stops at second base. And here's Sauron Lau. Lau with a home run, as does Titus. Lau also has a double. That was back in the third inning. Home run led off the fifth. First pitch, a fastball low and away from Williams, fouled back by Lau. No balls and a strike. Fly out from Leonard started the frame. Orocho with a base hit up the middle and a full count, stole second. Lau reaches down for an off-speed pitch low and away. Change up and pops it out of play. And he's behind 0-2. Alcantara took a full count walk, and then Titus in the first pitch looping a base hit into center. And the Owls have their bullpen starting up. 0-2 on Lau. He takes a fastball up and in for ball one. So Lau 2-for-2, a walk, a double, and a home run. The Raptors up 5-0 in the top of the sixth. They've scored in each of the last four innings after leaving two on base in the first two. This pitch in the dirt, knocked down by the catcher Coons, who's done a great job behind the plate tonight. The only wild pitch thrown was a ball that trickled away from him. Raptors had runners on the corners. And so Orocho felt safe going to second back in the fourth inning. And it helped out the Raptors as Rocho scored on the Alcantara hit later in the at-bat. 2-2 on Lau. Williams sets and deals, and this one in the dirt. It kicks away from Coons, and that'll put the runners at second and third. So, well, sorry, Justin Coons. I guess I'm bad luck mentioning that you've done well, and then you, not entirely your fault, a wicked pitch that skipped in. And he's unable to knock it down and keep it in front. But now Titus up to second and Alcantara to third. Raptors up by 5 in the sixth. Lau in a full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And now a momentary pause as the bat boy brings out a couple new baseballs to Casey James, the plate umpire. Three and two, the Owls bring the infield in with one out. Payoff to Lau is a fastball called strike three. He can't believe it. Over the inner half at the knees, and he's expressing his displeasure to James. Out number two, and here's Yorbeet Vivas.
Now batting for the Raptors, second baseman, number 9, Yorbeet Vivas.
So Vivas, who's 0 for 3, will try to knock in a couple more runs for the Raptors. They've scored one in the frame and lead 5-0 over the Owls. It appears Dazon Cole might be warming up in the Owls' bullpen. First pitch from Williams to Vivas on the ground right at the second baseman. Jackson scoops it up, and his throw to first is in plenty of time. And the Raptors strand runners at second and third. 2 hits, a walk, 2 left on base. Raptors pick up 1 here in the sixth. They lead 5-0. Going to the bottom of the sixth. Raptors baseball continues in a moment.